Charm.
Is there anybody in this place you could vouch for to give me a ride home?
Fair lady, your chariot awaits.
He's got style.
Do I frighten you? Is it my scar?
It's your car.
And he's got a set of wheels.
Is it safe?
Oh, it's better than safe. It's death proof.
To die for.
Well, Pam, which way are you going? Left or right?
Right.
Ah, that's too bad.
Why?
Well, because it was a 50-50 shot on whether you'd be going left or right. But since you're going the other way, I'm afraid you're going to have to start getting scared immediately.
From Quentin Tarantino, the director of Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and Kill Bill, comes Death Proof.
This car is 100% death proof. Only to get the benefit of it, honey, you really need to be sitting in my seat.
If he likes the way you move, then he decides...
Girlfriends.
The way you die. His method is brutal. His weapon is speed. But his latest targets are about to fight back.
Let's kill this bastard.
You know our king lets you go.
Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof.
Ladies, that was fun!
Booyah! A Grindhouse feature.
Is that cowboy wisdom?
I'm not a cowboy, Pam. I'm a stuntman.
Slap at the bass.
That sounded like Borat.
Yeah.
No! In the face! In the face!
No!
Fart. Boom. That's a fart, motherfucker.
Oh, you are such a fucking moron.
Your language is offensive.
Fuck you.
You got it, Jobin.
Doc, none of us could remember anything from last night. Remember?
What do you think? Zombie kill of the week?
God damn it, Bill fucking Murray!
All right. Latest on the menu.
Hello, pretty lady.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
This is exactly what I look like when I jam out, man. When I jam with my bass.
Spread my cheeks so you can see the fucking steak nuggets.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slapping the bass, mommy. Slap at that bass, mommy.
I slap at that bass.
Slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass.
For the sake of our relationship.
Slap at that box.
Please stop. Please stop. Thank you.
I'm slapping the bass. Bonging.
How do you do? Welcome to today's, this is number one podcast.
Episode
one. Following from zero.
We went from zero to one.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll.
That's how we roll. We don't miss out zero. Zero is still a number.
We tested it out first,
yeah.
Didn't we?
Yep.
It's a different kind of podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, out there, people. It's different.
You know, and as a number, zero is underrated, so
yeah,
we had to include that.
Zero is always there.
Yes. That's where it all starts.
Yeah.
What am I talking to?
One is the loneliest number that could ever be. Two is the loneliest number, but not as lonely as the number one.
That's a song, that's a real song.
That's a beautiful song. You sang it very well.
I don't think that's the words. Move in, Bill, come on, move in. We're talking to
I'm
this.
Moving in, I'm
this
sort of sitting by
mic.
The screen, I keep looking at the screen, I'm talking to us.
Beautiful mic.
That is a beautiful mic. If only you could see it.
You can see the mic, can you see the mic? What's going on with this dog? What are you doing?
This is just a regular mic, by the way, it's not Stuntman mic.
Stuntman mic.
Yes. Not Stuntman Bob.
So maybe, are you getting any inklings on what the movie is? Let's not tell him what the movie is.
Okay.
Let's go to a clip.
Let's not tell him it's Jurassic Park.
Let's just go straight to a clip, right? 90 seconds, the movie 90 seconds, yeah?
Yep.
And then when we come back, then we go, did you get it?
I don't think I did get it.
No. Right, okay. So here is the movie, 90 seconds.
Bam!
Who's holding?
If you're not, then nobody.
We were kind of hoping you were.
Oh, hey, Punky. One of the lights is off in the parking lot. Flip it.
Is there anybody in this place you could vouch for to give me a ride home?
Good to meet you, Stuntman Mike.
Do I frighten you? Is it my scar?
Get your car.
Well, Pam, which way are you going?
Left.
Right.
It's too bad.
Hi.
Well, because it was a 50-50 shot on whether you'd be going left or right. See, we're both going left. Could have just as easily been going left too, and if that was the case, it would have been a while before you started getting scared. Since you're going the other way, I'm afraid you're gonna have to start getting scared immediately.
Okay, so there you go. Did you guess what it is?
Can I guess?
I'm gonna let you guess.
I'm gonna guess. Right. Man with a car.
Mhm.
Crashes into people.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people's favourite pastime, that is.
And he kills them.
Yep.
Then he goes looking after these other girls.
Yep.
Kills them. But he doesn't kill them.
But he doesn't.
They go and kick his ass.
They do. They're some tough bitches.
So I know what movie it is.
Mhm. What movie is it?
Little Women.
There you go. Adam's favourite movie then.
Love it! Winona Ryder. Kristen Dunst is in it. Susan Sarandon. Beautiful film.
We're not talking about Little Women.
No, we're not. We're talking about tough women, motherfucker. They are tough.
They are tough.
They are
the
tough.
The first ones, they're not.
They're not supposed to.
They're a bit naive, aren't they?
They're stupid.
Yep.
One of them's got a fat bum as well.
Which one's the one that does the little
The one that does the little lap dance.
Yeah, the one with the big blown up lips.
Yeah, Botox lips.
They are definitely Botox lips.
Is she scared of his car?
They're so Botox, they're Blowtox. That's what they are. They've been blown up.
Blow chops.
Yeah.
Blow chops.
She's got some blow chops. And she pouts, right? Okay, now she's got some lips.
Pouting can be sexy.
Yeah, definitely. But
or it can look
when,
you could like you're bloated.
But when you're sitting in a car and you're pushing your lips up against the windscreen, she's pouting a bit too much.
It's like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
She's got some proper plastic lips. She does it like a bit of a plasticine character.
So what is the movie, Bill? You haven't announced it.
The movie is Death Proof.
Death Proof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's Death Proof.
Yes. Very. Oh, I liked it.
Part of the Grindhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Double Bill.
Yep.
Which we never got to see in this country.
Yep. Double Bill. What's the other part of it then?
Planet Terror.
Planet Terror. Okay.
Right about their mutated zombie kind of weird people.
What okay. So is this Death Proof? Is this number one or number two?
This was supposed to be shown after Planet Terror.
Well, okay.
Planet Terror was over the top, gore fest.
Yeah.
Woman with a fucking gun on her leg.
Oh, yeah.
Zombies.
Yeah.
I don't think they're zombies, obviously. It's just mutated people. This one was like the second part.
Yep. Well, there's no mutated people.
No, it's just a man with a car.
It's a badass car.
It's a good car. Kurt Russell is the bollocks.
He does it really well. I thought it was a bit of a random twosome. Tarantino and Russell.
He likes to pick some random people, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He picks, yeah. John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes to drag them out of obscurity and say, come on, I will make you, you're known for doing this, I'm going to make you a bit more cool for this.
Yep.
But Grindhouse, this film, not as well remembered, is it, as a Tarantino movie?
I think it's probably, sort of been overshadowed by the other films.
Yeah, he went from Kill Bill to this, and then from this to Inglourious Basterds. People kind of forget about this film and go from Kill Bill.
Same way Kill Bill before he made this.
Yeah. Kill was made, then this was made.
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be big. It's supposed to be a massive thing.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. It needs to be put out there. That's what we're trying to do.
That's what
here.
Movie Bong is about, people.
Yes. We're putting films out there that you don't really know about. You don't see them advertised too much.
You may know about it. If you know about it, enjoy it.
Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Tell people. And Billy hadn't seen this film until I said, we're doing a Movie Bong on Death Proof. And he was like, BAM! Yeah, exactly. Do
one
it.
Of them.
And you watch it. What was it like for the first time watching it?
At first, I don't know. I sort of, it took a little while to get into it.
Sure,
only because the girls in it slightly irritated.
In the first half.
Yes.
Different kind. It's like a.
Yep. And it does. It livens right up. But yeah, the first part I was watching it. Yeah, sort of. I don't know. When I was watching that, I weren't really all that interested. I sort of carried on watching it. I was going on with the story, but. You know. Well, what do you make of it, Ed?
Well, I had a lot of background. I knew a lot of background about what was going on, what it was all about, and who was doing what. So to me, I was kind of like expecting like the Grindhouse thing. So mm-hmm. I was like waiting for that to happen.
Yep.
And then obviously, then when they found out that he was going to split it into two just separate films and not do Grindhouse at all.
Yep.
I kind of thought, oh, okay. And then when it came out, it kind of come out and went because people were going, what the fuck is this?
Yep.
They tried to sell it as a Tarantino movie.
Mm-hmm.
When before there wasn't good, they were going to sell it as a Grindhouse movie.
Yep.
So people then go and say, oh, Tarantino, I like him, he made Kill Bill, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this film without any pre-knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, the fuck is this?
Do you feel that if one of his films, if it's got Grindhouse on it, do you think it has a better effect on the public if it says Tarantino?
Well, I think that
I didn't really know about Grindhouse.
I think that hindered the film, though, because then people went, oh, Tarantino film. And then they thought, oh, he's being lazy. Oh,
yeah.
He's making a weird movie. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? It's cheaply made. Do you mean that's what you might.
That's what that's on point.
Though,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
supposed
to
be like an old school film.
Way of going, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what Tarantino does. That's why he's a cult director. People forget that. He's still a cult director.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't make movies like Spielberg or Michael Bay. He doesn't make movies to please people, to say, oh, okay, what you want is this. He makes a movie because he knows he can.
Yeah.
And he makes his random moves. Like, Pulp Fiction was a crazy film, really, of its time.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
People latched onto it. Jackie Brown was another kind of. Jackie Brown's the same as this kind of film. It was like forgotten. People don't really like it as much. And
mm-hmm.
people kind of go out of their way to say, oh, it's rubbish. It's not rubbish.
It's a brilliant film. Well, too, it's up there. I'll probably put Jackie Brown in my
But
top.
Then he makes like Kill Bill. I mean, how many people could make a fucking. Who isn't Japanese and from fucking Japan, you know what I mean, make one of these fucking films? I don't know why I said Japan.
Japan.
I don't know why I said
how we, that's
Japan.
How it's pronounced.
How many people can make a martial arts film?
Mm-hmm.
Revenge film? With old, like an old 70s film.
Yep.
Not many, only he could do it. And he got away with it, he does it, that's the good thing. Who can make a World War II movie? Which isn't true at all.
Yep. But.
And make it look really cool.
Yep.
Quentin Tarantino.
He is
a great filmmaker, and
yep.
people really underestimate him. You get a lot of snobs out there that say he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think, oh, he's up his own arse.
Yep.
But sometimes you need to be. To be a great director.
Yeah, definitely.
You think Steven Spielberg isn't egotistical? Of course he is.
Yeah, definitely.
If you watch all of Steven Spielberg's films, right, they're very like the same subject matter. No matter what you take, Schindler's List,
mm-hmm.
E.T.,
yep.
Jurassic Park, it's a very, very Jewish sense. There is.
Yeah.
I know it sounds a bit weird, but it's all about family.
Yeah.
It's all about keeping your close family together
yeah.
and your family fighting against something else. Every one of the films, you look back at it, Schindler's List, like, he made a brilliant film, Schindler's List.
A lot of Jewish people in it.
Well, it's a true story, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about the Jews.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if I watched Schindler's List. I said, no Jews in this film. No Jews. It's just literally a man writing a list out for 90 minutes. Oh, for 3 hours. It's like a fucking 3 hour long film. Black and
white. It was, right? But, you get a lot of films that are 3 hours long. I'll watch a film that's 3 hours long, but it's got to be entertaining, keep me interested. Titanic? Get the fuck.
Ooh, James Cameron.
Oh, shit.
Motherfucker, we're going to talk about him another time.
Well, I mean, it's, Well, if you're going to sell a film about the Titanic sinking, sell a film about the Titanic sinking, not about our people making a romance, a bullshit romance on the boat.
You know what's missing from Titanic? Stuntman Mike.
Stuntman Mike. Not Bob, but Mike.
That's Sideshow Bob.
That's Sideshow Bob.
Simpsons.
Yeah. Although they do share random hairstyles.
And he has got quite big hair.
But he has got big hair. It's cool hair.
Do you notice in the film, the first half,
yep,
is supposed to be, it's looks like it's set in the 70s.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But it's not because they have mobile phones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, straight away, you're like, oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Can't be 70s.
It is on an old school phone, though, when she's texting. Yeah. It's like an old Nokia.
Exactly. So it's like an old school film.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, when it goes to colour.
You see it change when they're in the car, that's when they're outside the shop. Yep.
It's like a remake of the first film.
Yep.
But
how it would play out.
How, in now generations, women are more tougher.
Yep.
Like the women in the first film, they act all tough. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to it, they're scared little women and they just do what they're told. Like, he makes her do her lap dance.
Yeah. Well, girls these days, they'll show up now, fuck off, mate.
Whereas this one, when the girl's there, he sort of runs them off the road and he's sort of laughing and joking and all that.
Let's kill this bastard.
And then I'll fuck this cunt. I mean, that's what I do. I'm not fucking this up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Because they're stunt women themselves, aren't they? That woman.
The main woman, well, she was Emma Thurman's stunt woman in Kill Bill.
Yeah.
Because she looks like her.
She does, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She was, stunt of white. Like, I don't know, at first, when she first comes out, I see her talking, I weren't too convinced.
There's a lot of kind of random scenes where they're sitting around a table, long shots of them talking.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can see why people then go, oh, I don't, why are they talking so much? Come on, show me the action. That's fine. Okay, I understand that.
Yep.
But that's the beauty of it, that's why it's so kind of cool. It's such a cool little film to watch. It's one of those films, like you said, perfect for you, just go home, what, on a Thursday night, new beers, watch it.
Yep, quite easily.
Perfect for one.
Yep.
Not if you want to be really, really like, loads of action.
Yeah. I thought that, you know, like you say about stuff, there's maybe a scene that weren't really necessary. You know, when the, like Butterfly, she finds out about this little game that's been set up. If a bloke comes up, he's going to say this poem to you.
Yep.
And then she gets her mate to play it out. Now, this Jungle Junior. Yeah.
Oh, she's annoying.
She does one that, you know, she's talking.
Yeah.
She talks like this and he's got a pin here, chimney
there. Because she's a radio DJ.
What, in real life?
No, in the thing, she's Jungle Junior, isn't she?
Yeah.
He goes, are you famous? Goes, you've got a billboard outside, blah, blah. There's a billboard
right in the scene.
Because he just doesn't care. Yeah. He knows that what he's talking in.
He sort of acts like he's a little bit drunk. Does he seem like he's. Well, the way he's talking.
In the first half, Kurt Russell acts as if he acts sinister and creepy.
Yeah.
And it looks like all the dark.
Yep.
But when they play it out in the second half, he just looks like a fucking pervert. That's it.
When he's licking the bird.
Yeah, and they're like, where are my keys? And he looks dopey.
Yep.
But like out of touch, as if like it was 20 years later and he's still doing it. That's kind of what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's like he's like lost touch of reality. That's, you know, girls are not like they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're against girls that are going to fight you back and you've made a big mistake.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Is it that?
When he gets shot.
Crying. When he gets shot and he screamed out, I pissed myself. Because that's exactly, I see him as being like, yeah, a bit of a psychopath, to be honest. Well, okay, so they, you know, you see, like killers in a lot of films, they tend to get shot and then they're just like, ooh,
yeah,
and then they carry on coming.
And
whereas
Michael
Kurt
Myers.
Russell, yeah, whereas Kurt Russell is standing by his car, bang, he gets shot, screams like a little girl.
Like a bitch.
Yep. He does, doesn't he?
He's
and I pissed myself
like a bitch.
And he jumped in his car and he drives off. And then the girls, they're like, I ain't fucking having
that. Killed his best.
And then he chases after him and then he's in on the run. Okay? And I thought he was brilliant. He pulls up.
Yep.
They get him. As soon as they get him, they knock him over. And
they both
jumps out of the car.
Times, didn't they?
And she's got that bar on her. She starts cracking him with that.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good
scene. Yeah, definitely, you know.
It's a spoiler if you haven't actually seen the film, but not really.
I think we're just giving people a reason to watch it.
It's a good scene at the end when they literally get the shit out of it.
Yeah.
It's done. It's quite comical.
Yeah, it is.
It makes him look like, oh, you're supposed to be scared of this guy.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the film, he was creepy and dark and looked like, fucking hell, he could look after himself.
Yep.
No, it gets the shit kicked out.
Yep. Free birds.
Big time.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
What are
it reminds me of a film I watched called The Rape Squad, right?
Yep.
An old 70s grindhouse movie about a rapist who goes around raping his women.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He wears like a hockey mask.
Yep.
And he's really confident when he attacks them.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls then band together to go and kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Or attack him.
Yep.
The minute they start attacking him, turns into a whiny little pussy.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I'm pretty sure if Tarantino probably saw that sort of film.
Yeah.
When he was thinking of his film, because it's the same sort of,
yeah,
like the way it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't made to be like that. I think that just in that day, that's what they wanted. They wanted retribution.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If this bloke's going around killing people with a car,
mm-hmm.
he needs fucking consequences. And that's
yep.
what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing him finally get his comeuppance.
Yep.
But yeah, so you've turned him from something that you're supposed to be
when
scared.
The tables are turned, he's just as scared as they were of him.
Exactly.
When your back's against the wall, yeah. you know.
It was a bit stupid picking on him, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely. And they're in that. They followed him. They went and picked up a car.
Yep, they went and picked up a car. They
left their mate there.
The car they went and picked up
yep.
was like a little homage to an old 70s film called Vanishing Point.
Right.
The car they were driving was used in the film, and he says that.
Mm-hmm.
She says that. She says, this was the film from Vanishing Point.
Yep. The car from the film.
Oh, this is the car from the film.
Yep.
Vanishing Point. So that's what they were there, and they said, we want to do that scene where there's someone, like, she wants to do that stunt. So they're, like, minding their own business, doing, like, shitty stuff in the car.
Yep.
And the whole point is, then he sort of doesn't realise they could have had a shitty car, and he could have knocked them out, they could have done it, and no,
game over.
Got a fucking car from a fucking 70s film.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So
they're coming after him.
Yeah. Because apparently he was actually, if you listen back to him in the first half of the film, Quentin Tarantino plays a barman,
mm-hmm.
plays it quite well.
Yeah.
He doesn't play, because he's such a crap actor in it,
mm-hmm.
it works.
Yeah.
If he played that style in any other film, I think he would have gone, there was no need for you to be in that film.
Mm-hmm.
But because he plays it so kind of grindhousey, it works.
Yep.
So a lot of people kind of miss that point. But yeah, he didn't even mention that he was a stuntman in the film Vanishing Point.
Oh, okay.
So it all ties in. It's quite clever. If you watch, it's one of the films you've got to watch and kind of pick up things. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of connections.
Yeah, they keep it close and close-knit.
Yep.
Hey! Woohoo! Hey! Ladies! That was fun! Well, adios!
Okay, so we've got a few little facts for you about the film.
Movie trivia.
Trivia. Well, okay.
Come on, Bill, come on.
Movie trivia, okay.
Let's learn some shit.
Fact number one.
Educational.
Did you know? Go on, Ed.
What?
Please,
no, it's education.
Ah.
It's like when the Channel 4 program, you know when you were sick when you were a kid and you didn't go to school on Monday to Friday, you just turned Channel 4 on. And like a picture of Channel 4.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock, schools. They go, dip, dip, like a little timer, dip, dip. And then like a fucking hour or some fucking education program that we'd watch at school next week.
Ah, yeah.
See, that's why we went to school.
Because.
To miss that shit.
Yeah.
And then they fucking brought it in. And they brought it in. They're like, watch this shit. Fuck you.
I watched this last week.
With Will and Grace. I'm a bit of Will and Grace.
Be a Will and Grace.
Bewitched.
Fraser.
Bewitched used to always be on at 9 o'clock.
I love Bewitched. Not the one. That's not the one with Sabrina, is it? Although she had her own.
No, that's Sabrina.
Yeah, that's Sabrina.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm sure Sabrina was in like some crappy version of Bewitched, wasn't she?
Nah, Bewitched was like made in the '60s, seventies.
Do you remember the new one though that used to get showed on Living? Did you ever see that?
No, that was the old one.
No, man, that's a new
one. No, yeah.
Not from the '70s.
Yeah, no, it was '60s, seventies.
No, there's a newer version of Bewitched.
No, there isn't.
There is.
Bollocks. They're banned.
No, they're not banned.
Remember the band Bewitched?
I'm going to Google that.
Say love me. Remember that song?
Oh, no. Oh, I thought you meant they were banned.
No, not in a band.
They were banned.
There's that one orgy scene. Loads of witches that just suddenly started getting their clits out and shit. But no, what was I going to say?
Well, okay, so.
Yeah, Bewitched. Google it. See,
I will Google it. But first, did you know that the poem that Jungle Julia and her listeners recite to Buff Wright in an ex- is an excerpt from the poem Stopping Wild Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. It's also a reference to a 70s thriller, Telephone, in which the poem was used as a post-notic signal to activate Russian sleeper agents.
Oh, what, like when they... If someone says something to you...
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a Russian secret agent, sleeper agent, whatever they call it, so what it is that you are kind of programmed to do something. Like, I'm programmed... Say if I'm a Russian sleeper agent...
You are, then.
I'm programmed to go and kill Colonel Gaddafi.
Yep.
Yeah? That's my mission in life. I don't know that right now.
When did this guy...
If you come along and then you know I need to do it because he's digging some shit.
Yeah.
He's fucking Saddam Hussein times 10. He's fucking people over.
Yep.
We're not showing it because we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but we need to stop.
Yep.
Motherfuckers getting crazy.
They are.
And you know that, right? You're from the fucking Men in Black.
I am.
You come over to me.
Check me out, me and
you
Bruce
recite that poem.
Yep.
Is that when I'm supposed to then trigger and go like a robot?
Bing.
Bing. Fly to Libya, stick a rocket up his ass.
Yep.
Send him to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And watch it because it's massive.
Yep.
Tonight, big moon tonight.
hit a mess. Big moon tonight.
But is that what it is? That's a sleeper agent.
Yep.
So, oh, that's pretty cool. Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that's true. Post night flying sort of thing. There's a film, Soul, isn't there?
A little sound in your head.
What's that film, Soul, with Angelina Jolie, where she's like a sleeper agent? Or she's apparently a sleeper Russian agent.
Right.
And then they say, you are a sleeper agent. She's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, ooh, chase. I haven't seen it.
Okay. You haven't seen it.
But that's the whole point of it, yeah. I haven't seen it. So I'm not spoiling anything, because if it is or isn't, I'm not spoiling because I haven't seen the film, but that's the premise.
Yep, I'm with you.
We don't know whether she's an agent or not. It's not double agent, she's like, yeah. There's an episode of Family Guy as well, we didn't it as well.
We'll have to see that.
Yeah.
We'll Google that.
No, I've seen it.
Oh, you have seen it?
Yeah.
But I mean, we'll have to Google it so you can show me it.
Google it.
Right,
so,
okay.
So the poem they did. So what? If people were watching that, and that was their trigger,
yep.
That's why people don't like it, because no people walked out of the cinema.
People are too scared.
Because if people were in the cinema watching it, they recited it, they got up and walked off and killed me.
You know what? That's going to be me. I'm off.
Sleeper agent.
I'm going to be killing people.
Crazy in my mind.
You never know. You could be...
Like Dan Brown,
you could be a little fucking little ninja inside your body.
That's just... Well, you could be quite big, really. Ninja motherfucker.
It's a sleeping ninja.
Sleeping ninja. Wake up! That's why I'm fat. I've got a midget living in me.
You ate the ninja. That ninja was meant to go and kill Colonel.
Will it come out like in Total Recall where you
open your mind?
Oh, that's fucking amazing. So,
but be careful. I'm gonna sleep with one eye open, mate.
So first,
not saying I sleep in bed, but
he does.
Yeah,
touches me up. I feel abused.
I didn't think you knew
abused.
That.
Abused.
You always pretend to be asleep.
I have to. I've learned to.
Yeah.
Just pretend to sleep. Don't let know you're awake. You awake? No. Bill,
we're out of beer. Okay.
Can we pause it for a second?
Yeah, we're going to have to pause it once.
We don't need to tell him we're pausing it.
No.
Because they ain't even
know. You wouldn't even know if we didn't say that. We could have just paused it, got beers, come back, you wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Like you are now. So just remember that this little second, it's not even a second, it's like a millisecond.
Oh, it's not even that. It would just be like...
Like that.
Yep.
No, next time. I've gone for a piss. Come back.
I just paused it then, you didn't even notice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We're still going again. I'll put it back on.
I'm going to get a beer.
Go get a beer.
A movie beer! How about we play a clip?
Let's play a clip.
In between this, yeah? So let the listeners know, feel like they're left out.
Yeah.
Go get a beer whilst this clip is playing.
Yep. Make sure you hear the clip.
Yeah, hear the clip. Because in your headphones.
Bam!
After that.
You know how people say... You're okay in my book, or in my book, that's no good. Well, I actually have a book. And everybody I ever meet goes in this book. And now I've met you, and you're going in the book. Except, I'm afraid I must file you under
chicken shit.
And what if I did it?
Well, definitely couldn't file you under chicken shit then, now could I?
What's your name again?
Stuntman Mike.
Well, Stuntman Mike, I'm Butterfly. My friend Jungle Julie over here says that jukebox inside is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Why don't you go get ready for your lap dance?
Did you get your beer?
I did.
I got my beer.
Frozen beer.
It, all frozen.
Bicycle.
Oh, no.
Oh, that one is.
Oh, we found one.
Hang on, I didn't know it in like the last 10 seconds.
Oh, no, see that one? Look at that one.
Oh, don't put it so close to my face.
That's melted.
Right, okay, right, it's not touching. It's not burst.
Wait, the glass.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. Don't burst. Oh, put it down.
Will it burst?
Will it burst?
I'm a little bit scared.
We'll put the other ones in. Yeah.
Yeah, just leave them.
Let
our beers defrost.
Which analysing the beers at the moment, which ones are safe to drink? None.
Be like that scene in the Deer Hunter. Where you drink now! No! You drink now!
I've never seen the Deer Hunter.
You see when they get the
is that
Russian roulette drink?
That's with
Mao! Mao! Mao!
That's Spanish beer, Mao.
Is it?
Mao.
Billy is from Spain.
Yes.
Was born in Spain.
I was born in Spain.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah. Chuck it at me.
Movie drug. We should make like a little every now and again just make like a little like jingles. Movie drug.
There you go. There's your jingle there.
Okay. If this film was a drug,
mm-hmm.
What drug would it be?
Drug would it be?
Yeah.
Well, because I think this is quite an easy one because the film's sort of like as you said, it's sort of split into two parts, so it's like out of how it would be played out in the '70s or how would it be played out now, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
Different types. So the way
Glad you've seen it.
So the way I see it is like the first half, right? I would say this film is like would be like ecstasy.
Ooh.
Okay? Because the first part, okay, Kurt Russell, he's some bad boy killer and he's chasing his girls around. He's buzzing.
Serial.
Okay? He's on a high and he gets a really good buzz out of it. Yeah, definitely.
But he looks cool doing it.
Yeah, you know, and he feels
ecstasy's not cool.
No, it's not cool at all. It's not cool at all. But he's on a high and he feels good and he feels confident, okay, with how he's, you know, his plan and stuff like that. And where he's going.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly.
He has it all planned out.
Yep.
He's picked these people.
Yep.
He's ready for them.
Yeah, he's got the photos of him. He pulls them out of his visor, doesn't he?
He's
like,
a perv.
He's got them girls.
But he's a 70s perv. And 70s pervs
are just pervs.
They look normal. They do. They look like...
So many people here back in the 70s. You'd be walking around like, he's a perv. He's a perv. He's a perv. People like, he's a paedophile. No, he's not. He's a perv.
It's just a perv.
Yeah.
It's just a pervert. Yeah. But perverts are in. That was it, the 70s.
It was a very, it was a fashion accessory.
It's like, you got away with it because women, technically, in a 60s term,
mm-hmm.
not the fact that I'm, like I say, in the 70s, women in film,
mm-hmm.
particularly, which is there for good looks.
Yeah.
That's it. They weren't there to be
mm-hmm.
the main people.
Yeah. You see a lot of adverts in the 70s and stuff like advertising things, sort of like households.
Yeah.
Very housewife-oriented.
Shaken back.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit like that.
Yeah. So they're advertising all goods and that for the women that are at home.
30 years later, we've gone quite far.
Yeah, definitely. Also, the women have gone quite far.
Yeah, we've gone backwards.
Yeah.
Or maybe we've just gone, oh, come on.
Yeah, that's it.
Just do it, love. If you want to do it, do it. I want to watch your fucking tennis.
Yeah, that's it. And then I'm going to criticise you.
Yeah. How many times is it to say, I'm a working mum? To say, what's your husband do? Sits at home with the kids, go, we've got it fucking easy.
Yeah, really.
They're going to say, working and having kids, I understand that being a mum with kids, it's hard work, it's on par with going to work. But when you sit there and say, well, I'm working, and say, well, he's at home with the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's at home having fun with the kids, looking after them, getting you to know them.
Yep.
You're working in a shop.
Grafting.
Are you really enjoying it?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when they think, oh fuck, maybe we've pushed too hard.
Yeah.
I only burnt my bra because it was too big. I didn't mean this to happen.
You don't want your bras ironed?
Yeah.
But no, yeah. But no, cool. Women, yeah. Men, we are equal.
Yeah, definitely.
We are stronger than women. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that down.
We're not talking mentally, we're, you know, physically.
Physically.
You know,
well,
you know.
There are some men that aren't. But then that's, you know, the way natural progression works.
Yep.
But majority of men are more physically, the way we're built, the way
yep.
we're made.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Yep. So we're made from steel.
Brawn and iron.
To quote Anchorman, women have small brains. It's a fact.
I am a man! I invented the wheel! At the broad and iron Eiffel Tower. This is the lady of a small brain. But there you go, Anchorman.
Yep.
70s
yes.
mentality, wasn't
yep.
it?
Yeah,
there
was,
you
yeah,
go.
Mentality.
So, yeah, exactly the way they show it.
Yep.
Women turn up. She can't nick his job.
No. Nope.
He's a man.
Yeah.
He's got a moustache.
Oh, that is a moustache.
Bill.
I want a grand moustache.
I will pay you money,
right,
for charity.
Yep.
Comic Relief was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Maybe not right now.
Mm-hmm.
When's the next charity coming? The Children Need. Yeah.
When's
in
this?
November. So you got a good couple of months to sort yourself out, get some hormones in you.
Because I'm all out.
You need to do November where you grow a moustache.
What? Just in November or grow
they,
it
they,
from
they,
now?
They call it Movember. It's for.
Yep.
I think it's for prostate cancer.
Man, I can't even grow a moustache.
Mate, just stop doing it. Grow like a little beard now, and then shave around it,
nah.
And then
I haven't been.
And then by November, it won't be a moustache.
It won't. Trust me, it won't.
Little freckled beard.
Mate, I haven't shaved since I was six.
Since you were six? Why
yeah.
you shaved at six?
I was an early bloomer. I thought,
fuck off, early bloomer.
I thought I was.
Just teasing you. You're teasing you.
Yeah, that's it. It was like, ah, no, that's all you get. You're wasting it now, mate. We give you that, and you just thrown it all away. So,
yeah,
you just thrown it all away.
What's Vanishing Point?
What's Vanishing Point? Ebs, I'm supposed to be the illiterate one. It's just one of the best American movies ever made.
Actually, Zoe, most girls wouldn't know Vanishing Point.
Excuse me, most girls? What the fuck are you two?
Yeah, well, we're gearheads. Of course, we watched it.
Y'all grew up watching that Pretty in Pink shit.
Oh, I like Pretty in Pink.
What? So you didn't watch John Hughes movies?
Of course I did. I'm a girl. But I also watched car shit, too. Vanishing Point. Dirty Mary, Crazy
mm-hmm,
Larry,
mm-hmm.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh.
The real one? Not that Angelina Jolie bullshit.
We have an outdoor theater in Auckland. Plays Vanishing Point. Big Wednesday.
So,
all the
yes,
classics.
It wasn't.
He's feeling really confident. He's passing off that.
Do you get massages from exercise? Is that a side effect?
You can do.
Wow, how cool that.
Don't know. We'll have to find out.
Next time I see them with a beard, I was like,
you've been taking
how many tablets you've been taking?
You're buzzing off your dicks, aren't you, mate? You see the local hobo, be like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he's a hobo.
Yeah.
Not hobo, I did hobo.
Oi.
Hobo.
Oh.
Not homo. Hobo.
Hobo.
Okay,
there's
come
a
on.
Difference. The
why is it? Why is it? When they show in the 70s as well, and 80s as well, like, you know why YMCA video? With the gaming. With the handlebar moustaches.
Never seen in my life.
Yeah, you've got
yeah,
it on your iPhone. You know, they got the handlebar moustaches. They got the handlebar moustaches. That's considered gay now. Handlebar moustaches are cool. My name was L. Had one.
I think, right, moustaches.
L. Hickey had
yes,
a cool
that
handlebar moustache.
He's a legendary moustache.
See, that's, I think, if you watch Death Proof, when you watch it,
mm-hmm.
First part, he's not clean shaven, but he's kind of got it kind of set.
Yep.
Second part, he looks rugged,
yep.
Like he doesn't know how to, he's a bit greyer,
yep.
Doesn't know how to sort it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
And then he works on it.
Yeah.
Big bushy moustache, it's a man's man.
I would have grown one.
Except Joey Barton, because he's a twat, and that is a
well,
twat's
he looks like a rat.
Oh, that is a pathetic moustache, I'm going to be honest. I can grow a crap moustache, but Joey Barton, you beat me in that category.
If
mate.
People send him money,
yep.
Like with charity, to get you to grow a moustache, you'll do it, yeah.
Who I would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd
for charity.
It. Yep.
Definitely do it.
If people,
I'll do it with you.
I tell you, if people kept donating,
it'll only take me about a day.
If we picked a charity, okay, and people kept donating it, I'd keep it for as long as people were donating it.
Joe, you've got a lot to fucking donate because you're the only person I think listening. This is a new podcast, FM1.
Yeah.
We've got to hope that people will then go, I'm hoping people will type it into their iPhones, mm-hmm. movie,
yep.
and this will come up. And that's yep. what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I see.
I'm hoping.
I see what you've done now.
If not, mm-hmm. it's just going to dwindle out.
Yep.
We're going to do about a year of this and then suddenly go, fuck it, I'm bored.
that one's not frozen, is it?
Check me out, see how it's going. This is a podcast first. Frozen or not frozen? Not frozen.
Bam.
Yes.
How you like me now?
Okay, so XC first one.
Right. Okay. So, the second part of the film is the switch over. Okay, these women, they're taking no shit. They're like, no, fuck you. You're fucking playing games with me. I want to play games with you.
Yeah.
So then, Kurt Russell's his attitude, it just switches. He's gone from being on a high, now he's scared. He's sitting indoors, he's on the come down.
Okay? Yeah,
this is when he's like, oh shit, I should have done this, this is not good. You know, he's regretting going for that.
Is that what happens? You go up and down. I'm going to take this, I don't do drugs.
Neither have I.
Don't do drugs.
But
he's been looking on Wikipedia what the symptoms are.
So you have like a hangover. Say on the night before, like alcohol, you've been drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're drinking, you're out, you know, you're not normally, you could be quite a quiet person, you have a few drinks, you start drinking, you feel a bit more confident. And the next day, you're feeling rough, one of your mates rings you up, you're like,
what'd you do that for?
I'm feeling drunk, mate. I'm hungover, you're not in the mood to socialise, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
You know, you regret the night before. How many people speak to you? We see on Facebook, oh, I've got a hangover. Oh, I shouldn't have drunk.
I'd say, stop boring me.
Yeah.
Listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, mate.
You know, and so it's just, that's the two, you know, to achieve the ultimate high, you have to be prepared to experience the ultimate low.
Okay,
you know, and so Kurt Russell, he was not prepared to experienced that low, and he got fucking kicked in the bollocks.
So he wasn't. He's a good. Ebony's a good. So there you go. So that one there, movie drug.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do drugs, people, because you will drive a car into plenty of girls.
Yep. Don't do drugs because you will regret it. You'll think it's good,
but it ain't.
It's not.
It's not even Ebony's good.
Okay, Mr. Barker, we've got another little bit of movie trivia for you.
Movie trivia. I'm going to make a jingle.
Movie trivia. Okay, so here you go. Well, okay, so the posters and DVD cover feature a 1967 Chevrolet Camaro.
Yep.
Though this car never actually appears in the movie.
So lie to me.
Yes.
I picked up that DVD and I went, I'm going to watch this motherfucker because I love that car. And then, there's no car.
No.
But it was a car. Is that a car?
No. If you're a car lover, you're going to be pretty, I'd be pretty annoyed. If they're saying, you know, there's not a lot of people out there that are going to see the car on the cover and be like, I love that car, I'm going to watch a movie.
I've got a trailer. Hang on. I've got the poster up there,
but I don't know.
Carry on.
If you're a car lover, I don't really know. Can you actually make out what is the car?
That car looks nothing like the car that's actually.
And check it out. Does the car have an aggressive duck on the front?
No, it's got a skull.
It's got a skull. There you go. Also, all of the posters advertising the movie never had the emblem. Not the emblem. It's like a little statue.
Do you know what the poster says?
Let's know what the poster says. What does the poster say?
These eight women are about to meet one diabolical man.
He's shouting because he's standing quite far away.
You can probably hear me. But no, yeah, that's what it says. It says, and I love it, it says, Kurt Russell is death proof.
Yeah.
That's what it says. That's awesome. And that's in my house.
Come around
my house. See the poster. That's awesome.
We invite random people.
No,
around.
Don't come around my house. You know where I live. Do you? Are you Kurt Russell? Are you Stuntman Mike?
Bob.
I ain't no cowboy fan. I'm Stone Man.
One of my favourite scenes from it was when they're first in there
And she's like, I'm looking for a light. Yeah. In my choke throat, give me a ride. And he throws the keys. And then they have a little conversation.
Cherry and a week.
Yeah. Yeah. She says, do you know this stuntman, Mike?
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, yeah. I know him. She's like, who is it?
Stuntman Mike. That's Tarantino does that.
He's a stuntman.
I will find that clip.
Yep.
Here's that clip.
I love that film. I love that clip.
Love that clip.
And the film. But I like that clip. Right, okay, so here we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
You're so prepared, you're like, here we go. Yeah, here we go, yeah.
Always prepared.
Here we go, you're like a fucking rap 90s song. Here we go. Yeah, work.
You just fucking named it.
Chris Cross.
Yeah, oh, watch out.
Chris Cross.
Yeah. Check out my bad rap. Man, I can spit bars. What about me?
Spit. Spit in your face.
Well, okay, so, you know, what if you could find a movie sibling for this film?
Movie sibling?
Yes. What would...
Movie sib... Lib.
Yeah, that don't work.
I need to make jingle that. Movie sib. Okay, movie sibling, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for this film?
Yeah, for this film.
Okay. It's a bit of a kind of cheat, but
mm-hmm.
Death Proof, man with a car killing people because he wants to.
Yep.
Death Race.
Mm.
Man with a car killing people because he has to.
Yep.
Is that a good enough connection?
Yeah, it's good enough. Okay. I mean, Kurt Russell. He's out on the streets doing it, yeah. Whereas.
I'm talking about Jason Statham, Death Race. Not the Sylvester Stallone, David Carradine one.
Yeah, no, forget
Whereas that. I could probably connect that because Carradine, Tarantino, but I haven't seen that film. So. But no, I'm going to say Death Race 2000.
Yes. Death Race being a film where prisoners are allowed to speed around in cars. And
prisoners are made to speed around in cars.
Mm-hmm.
And if they kill as many people as they can and win races,
mm-hmm.
they get their immunity. They get free.
But
we know that.
No,
it's like the Running Man. You know, these people, they
running
were told
for
to do it. Run for it. The ones that were said that they did get free, they didn't get free.
Nope.
There were skeletons in the fucking closet downstairs.
In the closet.
Skeletons in the closet. Literally.
Mm-hmm. They weren't going to come out and tell people they were gay because they're skeletons, they can't.
Maybe they did.
They're just stuck in the closet.
The funny bones. Like Billy. Billy's a funny bone character.
Oh, motherfucker.
The funny bones. That's all. Yeah. So Death Race 2000, man has to do it because he's got a fuck off good car.
Yep.
And he's killing these shit people. He's killing these people.
Yep.
Goes and does it. Stuntman Mike, fuck off good car. Killing people because he just fancies doing it.
It's a buzz from it.
So what is this, like an evil and a good twin?
Yep.
He's doing it because he has to. He's doing it because he wants to.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should have stuck Kurt Russell in Death Race.
Yeah. No, he would have got his ass kicked. Because he's a pussy.
Yeah.
He's a
someone
pussy.
Someone bumped in. I'm sorry.
Jason Statham, Kurt Russell. There's no contest. Jason Statham would get shit out of him.
Yeah, because Jason Statham's a bit of a...
He's a badass motherfucker.
He is a badass motherfucker.
So is that a good enough movie? Movie sib. Is that good enough for you?
Movie what?
Movie sib.
There you go.
We're gonna sit there for 10 minutes and make some fucking jingles up.
Yeah, mate.
Do you wanna hear some jingles, people? Movie bongers. You gonna hear some jingles? Movie bongers. That's what they call. Hey, movie bongers.
Oh, also, sorry. I've got. You know, because this has got to be recorded.
We're recording this shit.
We are recording this. We are recording.
You can't hear it
right now. Okay. Right.
Oh, what's happened?
Now,
this
me and
news.
Adam.
This
okay.
Breaking news.
This is in with the What the Fuck is Billionaire podcast.
Yeah! If you heard
of it. Don't know if you have. If you haven't, check it out.
Yeah, and right? If you have, you're probably sick and tired of us talking.
Get off my fucking headphone, motherfucker.
So far, as of this podcast, we're 22 episodes in.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we're going on. Right, but don't. Okay.
We're not going to get famous until about 1,000.
I'll be dead. Right?
Thank God. Okay, carry on. Yeah, yeah.
Me and Adam made a little bet the other day.
We made a bet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we said that
I said if West Ham beat Tottenham,
yeah,
then Adam's got to sing Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E.
Okay.
And Adam said that if Tottenham win, then I have to sing the song of Adam's choice.
Yes.
But the game finished
0-0.
It did.
Boring.
What are we going to do about this, Ed?
Absolutely nothing.
He's dodgy. So, for the next podcast, you lot better stay tuned and tune into whatever podcast is next. It could be Movie Bomb, could be What the Fuck the Billionaire. I'm not going to let it know, because I want you to listen to both of them, download them.
Listen to all of them. We're not going to tell you which ones.
Yes.
We might even go forward and do like episode 39. It might be in that one.
Bam.
We won't.
But coming to a headphone near you so very soon.
What speaker?
It's gonna be a duo.
And I know what song we're gonna sing.
Oh, Ed already knows. I know what song we're gonna sing.
We both know. But we're gonna do it karaoke style, mum.
Yes. We're not gonna let you know what it is though. But I'm pretty sure I can read Ed's mind. I don't know who it's gonna be.
I'm gonna tell Billy to pause it for a quick second and I'm gonna say it and then we're gonna come back. So you're not gonna miss anything, really. But you are actually gonna miss what we said.
Bye bye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
thank you, Marvel. Alright.
So there we know. Okay, so
back to movie.
Back to movie.
Okay, what we got for the next bill?
Well, we've got another little fact for you.
Oh,
about
this is fruitful.
Okay, I'm full of them.
And he's full of shit.
It's not just in my head. It's also on the computer.
It is IMDb. Go to it. Great. That's the best way. I would be lost without IMDb.
Yeah.
I would.
So would I, because I actually don't know this. I'm actually reading it off of the computer right here.
I would be lost without IMDb, but I wouldn't be that lost if I used it as a sat nav. Wouldn't get me anywhere.
How'd you get to Hollywood?
Death Proof. take a left at Death Proof, go forward on 80 Avenue.
Yep.
And then check a right on
E.T.
Inception Drive.
Yeah.
And then if you fit Child's Play, you've gone too far.
Well too far.
It makes it totally dirty then. It's like, if you've gone to Child's Play, that's it. You've done it.
There you go, mate.
Go on, hit me with another truth, come on.
Okay, did you know the film was physically scratched?
No, I didn't.
To achieve its dirty look, rather than digitally scratch the film footage.
That's the 70s thing. Because in the 70s, they used to have, even nowadays, they still have rolls of film.
Yeah.
Because we're quite ignorant, like, as people, because we assume that...
Everyone wants a clear picture.
Yeah, we watch a DVD.
To see it as it's
we assume, you go to the cinema, someone's checking a DVD in the slot and putting it on the screen. We think it's that easy.
Yep.
It ain't. No. They have fuck off like reels and
fuck
shit.
Fuck off
reels. If you see in my hands, right, put your hands out now.
Yeah, not just
put your hands. Put your hands out like together. Touch your tips. Yeah, all your tips.
I'm doing it.
Now go whiskers apart. Right, go apart a little bit. A little bit more. Stop. Hopefully you're holding like the side of a basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's a massive basketball!
That's a normal basketball!
That's a fucking beach ball!
Beach ball? Right. A beach ball, yeah!
Beach ball is a fucking
ding. But they did, they had big reels, and the reels are like negatives. Because that's how a movie is. It's positive.
Yeah.
It's movie reels are just moving images.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they did. So, like, even now, cinemas, they have to run like 12 reels. So, you know,
each one's clearing up. Each one is that
they keep rolling. Then you have someone in the projection booth who then has to get ready to switch on the next reel before the first one ends. Otherwise, you'll have nothing on the screen.
Okay.
So there's someone. So there's a point to reasons so why someone's actually standing in their booth.
Yep. Now you're just watching three movies.
Yeah. Now you're moving on to digital where it's a little bit different. But like he said, he literally made his reels and physically scratched the shit out of all of them.
Which I think is,
makes it sound, it makes it more
like a grindhouse. Yeah, or there's little like jump scenes. Yeah, you listen to a CD driving down the road.
With that
bird, where she goes to sit down, they're playing out the poem to Butterfly.
Yeah.
And as she goes to sit down, you hear her say it about three times. It's like about two or three words in her lines. sort of says them about three times, but that's the film sort of jumping. It's meant to happen, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. It's like right at the beginning of the film, it says Quentin Tarantino presents,
yep.
And then it says Thunderbolt really quickly, and then it goes Death Proof.
Yep.
Like in a separate theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's like they've taken the rule and put a new rule on, and put it back, and then it comes back to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Grindhouse was like. They just cut shitty films together.
Nice. It's a good effect.
Movie trivia.
It's a very good effect.
Very good effect.
Actually, so, yeah. There we go.
Impressive.
The hell are my keys? Oh, here they are.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to give you a concert there.
No, that wasn't you. That guy bumped into my feet when he walked by. I don't know why, but that kind of creeped me out.
Sorry. We had a little toilet break there.
Lovely toilet break.
Poor little cat. Adam just went for a wee.
I did.
And the cat has jumped in his direction of urine.
In my urine line.
In your urine line.
I don't know why.
You peed all over your cat.
Well, you're not on purpose. He jumped in the line of it. He come running through the door. He jumped up onto the basin. As I'm pissing, I weren't paying attention. Just looking at the ceiling as you do when you're having a piss. Right? I think he was aiming for the window, which is in front of me. And he just come jumping straight through. But he landed like on the basin, all four paws around the basin. I'm pissing on his head. I didn't realise. And he comes running off. And he's out there like shaking himself. He's giving me a dirty look as I walked out of the toilet. I was pissing myself. Literally.
Literally. I'm never going to touch that cat again.
Don't. Not until we give it a bath. He's going to be licking something.
Is that karma though? Because that cat did poo in Emily's bed.
Ah, there you go. So he's fuck you.
Then what goes around comes around.
Exactly.
Hits on your head.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. I did start laughing because he sort of like, it was like so quick, he was like in and out. I said, what fucking proves you what we're doing, you dick? Fucking jumping around while I'm having a piss. But yeah.
It's the cat's fault.
Did it happen in Death Proof, that bit?
Sorry?
Did that bit happen in Death Proof?
No, it didn't, no cat's
fault. They should have had that bit, yep. In Death Proof.
Then it would have been a little bit funny, a little bit of comedy in there. Brilliant. Ed just peed on his cat's head. You won't hear that all that often, to be honest. Okay. So, I think we're coming to the end of it now. We're going to round it up.
Yes, Death Proof.
That is your final word.
Yes, Death Proof. Yeah. Is that what we're going to do now?
No. That's not what we're going to do.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what we're going to do?
What?
We've got to take you back. Okay. What we've got now, we've got 6 degrees. Okay, so...
Ooh.
What you got to do is...
Can we put a little jingle in this one? I think I've made one especially.
Sing it.
Well, it's just a guy that says, 6 degrees of separation. That's it.
Oh. You've just done it. That's not a jingle.
No, I can put it in a minute.
Hang on.
Let's be quiet for a second.
6 degrees of separation.
There you go.
But you just done it.
Well, we've got two of them. We've got one. I said and the one that was just played.
What was the one you said?
6 degrees of separation.
I didn't hear it.
But I just did another one.
I didn't listen to one.
6 degrees of separation.
Ah, see, now you know.
Maybe we already played it. I'm going to play it again. 6 degrees of separation.
That's a recording. How does it sound different every time?
No.
Unbelievable.
I'll play it later.
Oh, okay.
In post.
In post. There you go. Okay. So, are you ready?
I'm ready, come on. Hit
okay.
me. Not
so,
literally, please.
Kurt Russell.
Right, sorry, Kurt.
Well, he's done a very good job.
Yep.
Yeah, really impressed with what he's done. Icy pot. Pow! Pow! You've got to get from Kurt Russell.
Yep.
To the man formerly known as Johnny Depp.
Formerly known? What's he known as now?
Edward Scissorhands.
Right, how many links do I get?
What's the name?
Wait,
what's the name?
Six degrees.
Six degrees. There you go. Oh, sorry. That's saying I would normally say. What are they?
Okay, right. I got you. This is easy.
Oh,
I can get it in one person. One person. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kurt Russell, that's not the first one, starred in Vanilla Sky with Penelope Cruz.
What?
One. Who's going to star in...
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
No, no.
No,
let me finish. Who is starring in Pirates of the Caribbean 4 with Johnny Depp?
When does this film start filming?
It's already filmed. It's coming out in like this month. No, not this month. Like June.
Is it out yet?
Not yet. But it's filmed.
Don't
it's
you
shit. No, but it works. Fuck off. It works.
It may work next month.
Well, depending on when you listen to this, it works. I can't just say, oh, Kurt Russell stars in the film Vanilla Sky with Penelope Cruz, who in the year 2030 is going to be in the film with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's not the way it works then.
Penelope Cruz is gonna.
is going. But alright, Penelope Cruz is in the film with Johnny Depp.
Okay. Well, okay, this for the viewers, okay, just so Adam could get this right, this is episode number one. Mm-hmm. You may hear 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 before you hear this. Only so.
No, John, already been in the film. People are clever. People will probably look back and go, hang on, you know, you're right. She did start it. That film was fucking 10 years ago. Why are you just 10 years late?
She did. She hasn't yet.
No, it's true. It's out in like June or something. Right, okay. So you've got like 3 months. Come on.
3 months?
Give me some. It's been filmed.
Hasn't been done yet.
It's a film. I'll show you the trailer.
Sorry, man.
You're not giving it to me.
You've got 6 degrees. You've done it in one. Okay, I'm impressed that you've done it in one. Okay, I'm definitely impressed you've done it in one.
So I've now got to do it again. Okay, right, let's do it again. And this is hard, because I had these 4 ways, right? This is on the top of my head. Right.
No, not off the top of your
head.
Okay, I can do it. You should be laughing at a piece of my cat's head.
True. Kurt Russell starred in Vanilla Sky.
Right, okay.
Drop your pen.
Yep, there you go. I've got it.
With Tom Cruise.
With Tom Cruise. You said Penelope Cruise.
Right. Well, Tom Cruise is in it as well.
Man, that's confusing.
Alright, so Tom Cruise is in it.
Yep.
That's one.
Uno.
Who then starred in I can do it. Yeah. Tom Cruise starred in Mission Impossible 2.
Yeah.
With Tandy Newton. That's two.
I don't know this lady.
Tandy Newton. She's quite nice. Tandy Newton was in How to Lose Friends and Alienate People with Simon Pegg.
Yep. I like it.
Right, that's three.
Yep.
Simon Pegg was in Shaun of the Dead with Nick Frost.
Yep.
That's four. Nick Frost starred in a fake trailer for the Grindhouse series. That's five. That included Kurt Russell for Death Proof. That's six.
Give me that. Nicely done. Okay. Off the top of your head, inside 30 seconds. Nicely done. I'm sorry, I didn't want to deny you your points then.
Well, I knew.
I knew you would be able to do it.
This is not going to be good radio viewing, but this is what I'm doing to you.
He just turned my back.
Alright, turn my back on you. Alright?
We're fucking rubbish.
Turn my back. That's what I'm doing.
He didn't. He just turned around and looked at the fire.
Turn my back. Turn my back, innit? That's what I'm doing. Turn my back.
Nicely done. Yeah. Well done, Mr. Barker.
Thank you very much.
Now, any last words on the movie?
Okay. I'm going to sum this movie up in 6 words. No, 10 words. Right, I'm going to sum this movie.
What was that one?
Yeah. I'm going to sum this movie up in 10 words, yeah? Is that what you want?
Yep.
Sum the movie up in 10 words.
Yep.
This movie must be seen because a car kills people.
Bam. There's your ending, people.
Movie. Bong.